Cindy St. George from Holyoke. I just had the pleasure of listening to Joe Donahue interview the man who wrote the book out called Meltdown. And so my comment is directly to you, Joe. I love your questions. I think I'm fascinated by how you ask and what you ask. But today I would just say, have a little hope and believe in the resourcefulness of people, because it is through that resourcefulness and the creativity that's instilled in all of us that we all together can make the world a safer place.
This is Trucker Dave. I live on the road. This call is for Alan Shartok. I just heard your interviews with Earl Scruggs and Ralph Stanley. Of course, I'm running on Interstate 90 in Massachusetts. I ran out of range for your 90.3 signal. But I want to say those two interviews were extremely well done, especially the one with Ralph Stanley, although I enjoyed the one with Earl Scruggs very much too. And I figured you needed an attaboy, because sometimes I call up and give you a kick in the pants. So, carry on, sir.
Tina Karp, Eastchester, New York. With all due respect to Judith Enck, and I do mean that, the idea that one has to be on Twitter to be informed is simply not true. As one of the many people who are not Twittering, I use many other news sources, including the Round Table among them, to be informed.
This is Millie Wells in Bennington, Vermont, and I just listened to the interview, Joe Donahue, with the guy who just wrote the book on Eisenhower and how good a president and effective president he was. Back in the 50s, there was no internet and money not playing a major part in elections. In the 50s, it was simple and easier to stay focused on what really matters, people and your country.
Don Pascucci, Pittsfield, Mass. I listened into the panel this morning, and Alan, the Trump racist, right-wing madness. You know, I expect a little more class from you guys. The amount of partisanship and hyperbolic talk on the left in general right now is really terrible. So good grief, can you tone it down a little bit? How do you expect the country to come together? I expect anything bipartisan to happen with all the polarization and name-calling.
Matthew Scott, Rosendale, New York. I was calling in regards to a recent interview with Representative John Faso. Mr. Faso was defending his belief that familial gun transactions, sales, or transfers between family members should not be subject to a universal background check. And he intimated in his comments that none of the mass shooters had used weapons acquired from family members. I believe that Mr. Faso is either misinformed or willfully and purposefully ignorant on this subject, as both Adam Lanza and Dylan Roof used weaponry that was given to them by family members. In fact, Adam Lanza's mother paid the ultimate price for making that mistake, as she was his first victim.